At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
All right, here we go, Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Friday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Very, very busy evening. The final night of May, as tomorrow we hit June 1st. And that's when the summer truly begins for me. It's usually June 1st is when it gets rolling. You get 3 months of summer. June, July, August. Boom. Most people go Memorial Day. They go, no, school's over. No, June 1st. June 1st is summer, those 3 months. That's how I group them together. Although summer now, I guess around here in the Northeast, summer's like 6 months and winter 6 months. There's no fall and spring anymore. But that's for another day and another time. We have a lot going on. Game 5, Dallas and Edmonton in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Big Western Conference final. That gets going in. They just showed the clock, say, 35 minutes or something like that. I don't necessarily believe them. But they do start in about 35 minutes there. We have everybody in action in baseball tonight. There was only one day game, which was the Reds and the Cubs. So everybody else is going. I could use some taters. You know, man, I want homers. And there really haven't been any yet tonight. You do have one game that's all to the over already, which is the Met-Diamondback game. But everything else, and Marlins and Rangers are off to a good start, which was my favorite over tonight. But still, we need a little tater time here. I mean, let's get some long balls cooking in some of these places. Let's go. I see Gunnar Henderson's up now for the Orioles in the bottom of third. Let's go tater time for once. Come on now. Here. So we have lots of baseball on a Friday night. We have that Game 5. We have the golf heading into the weekend at the RBC Canadian, and we'll look at some numbers for that. Some interesting names that are at the top of the board heading into Saturday. And some opportunities out there. Some good numbers with several guys within three or four shots of the lead. So we'll look at some numbers for that. We have a big UFC card on Saturday night that Matthias has promised us his card for that. And that's in my neck of the woods. It's at the Rock at the Prudential Center where Poirier's fighting Makhachev in the main event. We have the Champions League final tomorrow between Dortmund and Real Madrid. Could probably get that on the docket for some people, too. I know Matias has French Open bets as well. So probably a little bit of everything here on a Friday night for us as we get in. The NBA Finals are a week away. We got to wait for Dallas and Boston for just about a week. Mike Carver with you. Solo mission, sans Lisi. Joe out on assignment here heading into the weekend on the final night of May. So we will get Joe back with us on Monday. And we will take you aboard here for the next couple of hours and get things cooking. I already told you we got 34 minutes left before they start the hockey. So what else do we have? We have plenty of baseball going on. The Phillies lead the Cardinals 3-1. They are in the top of the sixth inning in Philadelphia. Nothing cooking so far. And either way, there's a homer, Josh Smith for Texas. All right, so we can ring the bell there. Five runs now in that Ranger-Marlin game, as it is now 4-1 Miami after the Smith homer. Maybe Dallas Garcia would like to join him here now, who's up at the plate. Let's see if we can do that. Braves lead the A's 3-0, bottom of the third in Atlanta. The Guardians have a 2-0 lead on the Nationals in Cleveland. Top of the fourth, Nats have a man on with Rosario at the plate. The Tigers lead the Red Sox 1-0, bottom of the fourth at Fenway. Maeda on the hill tonight. Ref Snyder up right now for the Sox. We mentioned the Met game. It's now 5-4 as Arizona just scored a run. So that game is the over of the night so far. I hope that Joe alted that one. I'll give you Joe's play. Joe sent me a list. I think he alted over at every single baseball game tonight. We'll have to see. They're scoreless in Toronto. Top of the fifth between the Blue Jays and the Pirates. And the Blue Jays debuted those City Connect jerseys tonight. And I'm usually not a fan of the City Connect jerseys. I think most of them have looked awful. I will say, they did a hell of a job in the Toronto ones. I think Toronto ones look awesome. That's just me. I think the Toronto ones look pretty good. And Tampa leads Baltimore 1-0. That is in the bottom of the third inning at Camden Yards. As Savali, who has been awful this year, and I gave you those numbers on Coast to Coast. I played Mountcastle solo and in a bunch of parlays. He's 5-for-6 with two homers off of Savali in his career. And Savali's given up 11 homers in like 55 innings, so he's been a home run machine. But so far tonight, he has kept the Orioles off the board through 2 2/3. We'll see what happens here as he's making his second pass through the lineup right now, and we'll see if he gets a third. But Mountcastle hasn't had a second at bat yet. That's the guy that we have keyed Mountcastle through everything tonight when it comes to tater time. Down there at Camden. So that is also all going on. We will look. I'll give you the leaderboard for the RBC. Here's who's at the top, and we'll get more into some numbers later. Bobby Mack, what really bothers me is guys that we have played a lot in the past at big numbers who are not necessarily on pre-tournament this week are all having great weeks. That's Bobby Mack and Ryan Crazy Like a Fox, who are tied at the top at 10 under heading into the weekend. You have Joel Damon in third place at 8 under. Now, everyone knows Joel from The Full Swing on Netflix. Joel hasn't spent a lot of time at the top of the leaderboard since those shows. Now, they did season 2 this year. He was the star of season 1 and became really probably the most likable figure, him and his caddy Gino, of that entire series. They brought him back this year, of course, to show how he's dealt with the struggles last year in terms of not playing well. And that really has continued through this year as well. It's been a while since we've seen Joel Damon near the top. He's 2 shots back. That would be, you talk about having the crowd behind you. Unless you have a Canadian in the mix, which Mackenzie Hughes is 3 shots back at 10 under. Everyone loves Joel Damon, and he's going to get a lot of fan support this weekend if he can hang around Saturday and Sunday with a chance to win it. I'm trying to do a little put it with the golf with him tonight, because despite being 2 shots back, they're still giving you some 14-to-1s for Joel Damon. I mean, 14-to-1 by itself is a pretty nice hit, but of course, you know how I am. It's put it with the golf. So I got a bunch of taters with Damon if we can get some big tickets for him and have even more of a rooting interest, not just the fact that we like rooting for him anyway. But we'll get some tickets in to try to bump that up a little bit. Mack Hughes is involved. You've got Andrew Novak, who we have for a top 20. He's 3 back. Skins. Didn't have the best day. He actually finished 1 over after being the first round leader yesterday. But he's still only 3 back. Grinded it out, Skins. You got 6 players within 3 shots of the lead. Then you got a group at 6 under that includes Sam Burns and Sean O'Hare, who were both shot 1 over today. You also have Trace Crowe, who involved at 6 under. Then a bunch of 5s. You got Ben Griffin, Nick Hardy. Corey Connors is at 4 under. Rory finished at, I think it was 2 under today. Rory McIlroy, yes, 2 under along with Taylor Pendrith. As the cut was at even, we did get the Irish Bear at least across the cut line for our one and done. But hopefully he's got some major backdraft in him this weekend like he had at the PGA Championship. Hopefully he goes and shoots a heavy number on Saturday. We can get him in the mix maybe for those 10s and 20s that we had going into this week. So we have a very full slate tonight. We have a lot going on. Plenty of baseball games. We have, we got to actually bother Joe. I got some football notes as well as we continue to push things along. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879 on a Friday night. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Here with you on a Friday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. There are several games also that in baseball that are about to start, including Minnesota and the Astros are in Houston. They are going to the bottom of the first now. They're in the top of the first in Kansas City as the Padres and the Royals getting together this weekend. Top of the first in Milwaukee between the White Sox and the Brewers. All of those games are scoreless. We have 3 late night games. Colorado is in Los Angeles against the Dodgers. Walker Buehler and Daniel Hudson. The Angels are in Seattle, Soriano and Wu. About a 6.5 there. Jeez. 6.5. Joe would be going after that one. Anything under 7, Joe goes after. And the Yankees have Marcus Stroman against Hicks in San Francisco tonight. So the Yankees took 2 out of 3 in San Diego. 2 out of 3 in Anaheim. And now they'll look to take 2 out of 3 in San Francisco. Rafaela just hit a 3-run homer for the Red Sox. So big knock for them. I'm going to guess it's 4-1 now. Indeed it is. So Maeda gives up a big fly with a couple guys on. Bad scene for them. We have this game coming up, Stars and Oilers. Matias, are you with me here on Dallas tonight? Where are you at with the hockey
Absolutely.
Game?
Absolutely.
There you go, Matias.
Absolutely. I'm with you with Dallas. You know what, Mike? It's Dallas, Dallas all the way. Dallas Mavericks win the NBA championship, and the Dallas Stars win the NHL Stanley Cup.
Well, from your lips to God's ears, because I've got that, and I don't know if you got in on that too. I got that monster Dallas.
I made the play after the Mavericks beat the Clippers.
Okay.
And I went with your lead with the Stars after they defeated the Avalanche.
Yeah, I've been adding the Stars a lot throughout the whole regular season. The Mavericks really was just in playoff time for me. So the Stars winning the Cup is a lot more important to me than the Mavericks winning the finals. But I'm now loading up on more Mavericks, Matias, including like after the show last night after they beat the Timberwolves. I got in already.
They're a tough team, Carver.
I'm on Dallas to win Game 1, Dallas to win the series at 5-1. I went with Dallas to win at 6. I think it was like plus 550 or plus 600. I am picking up as many Dallas tickets for the Mavs to beat the Celtics as I can. As many.
Well, that pretty much means we're picking Kyrie and Luka over Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum.
Correct. That is precisely what I'm doing. I was saying to Scotty earlier on TV, how weird is it that who would have thought, like a year and a half after what happened and how he got out of Brooklyn, that we would be sitting here, like almost kind of rooting for Kyrie Irving to finish off like what would be a pretty awesome story, comeback story, and we're actually rooting for him. Remember how everybody hated Kyrie? And now we're kind of rooting for him to win because of the turnaround that he's made and how he sounds now after these games, and he sounds like he's turned his entire thinking around, and the praise for Luka and the praise for Dallas. And I'm actually rooting for Kyrie, Matias. This is an amazing turn of events.
he's kept his head down. You know, he's found the place where he's not going to stick out like a sore thumb. He's appreciated. The media is not going after him every single game. You know, he's loved in Dallas. There's pictures of him all over the place. The fans love him. You know, it's the perfect scenario. And I guess you got to root for the guy when he's staying out of trouble and he's not, you know, and he's saying all the right things and playing great basketball. That's the thing. Like, he's a basketball player. And when he plays amazing basketball the way that he's been playing all playoffs, you know, like, look in the previous series. Like, against the Clippers, he had a great series. Against Oklahoma City, he was kind of shut down, but he just had to do his job, right? We didn't really see the same Kyrie Irving we saw against the Clippers. And we didn't hear a bad word come out of Kyrie's mouth, like, I'm not getting involved enough, I'm not shooting the ball enough, blah, blah, blah. Nothing. And the series against Oklahoma City was a tricky series. It wasn't like they swept them. That was a tough series, and they had to do their job. And what does he do in this previous series? He comes out, guns blazing, and he understands his role. He understands when he's able to score, and he's able to show out. And he also understands when he needs to be a playmaker and keep his head down and just play good basketball, man. And I think Kyrie has just been, you know, an amazing player for the Mavericks. And it makes me angry that a team like the Clippers didn't go after him, you know, because they could have had the chance, but they didn't gamble on him. Yeah. So at the end of the day, you know, somebody always, you know, has the win when you gamble on Kyrie. Unfortunately, it didn't work out for the Nets and it didn't work out for the Celtics, but damn, no. It worked out for the Mavericks.
It certainly did. And the other thing that I found amazing as I was kind of thinking over it a little bit more this afternoon was, you know, all three of those guys got traded out of Brooklyn. I think people thought when all those trades happened that Kyrie would be the furthest out of the three in terms of winning a championship. How they were, you know, they were obviously supposed to win one in Brooklyn. They were a quote-unquote super team. And Durant is miles away in Phoenix right now, and Harden with the Clippers. I mean, he's on his second stop since leaving Brooklyn. So it's that's another just something that I thought about that's pretty amazing that that's it. Kyrie's got the chance to be the first one out of that Brooklyn super team to go and win a title now.
Man, I love his basketball. I love his game. You know, I love the way that he finishes at the rim. He's a small guy that goes up against giants and finishes at the rim. He reminds me of Kobe Bryant, the way that he used to attack the rim. And I appreciate guards that do that. You know, they're not scared of the fire. And he's never been afraid to take the big shot. So it's amazing to see him produce. And you know, he's humble. You know, you don't really see him talking and jawing and doing the crazy things. He's just playing winning basketball, man. And it's great to see. And I hope we could see it for a couple years longer, because we know that his time's coming to an end eventually.
All right, when we come back, because I know we're going to break down here in a moment, we are going to get some final plays in for this Oilers Star game. We'll get a couple of anytime goal scorers in. I think Joe's got the Ottinger saves, whatever he's got cooking there. Carver Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Carver sans Lisi. Joe out on assignment tonight. He'll be back on Monday. Of course, Matthias Berbel. Ready to hit the bell this weekend with UFC 302. That's for sure.
We're ready to roll, baby. We're ready to roll.
You are ready to roll, right, Matthias? You sound like you're ready to roll.
Right? No, yeah. I did a lot of homework on the card, fight by fight. I'm excited. I felt good about this card. Joe told me to find him a dog that might be reliable. And you know what? After some thinking and some clawing and some going back and forth, I think I found him a dog.
Wow. We will eventually get to that. We will hear Matthias's plays for the UFC event. You brought this up to me in the break. And, you know, actually, let's do this first, Matthias, because this is a short segment, and this game's going to start in a few minutes. As far as the Oilers and the Stars go, I'm in on the Stars. I think it's an under. I think a star win means under 5.5. I don't think they, you know, the high scoring up and down is going to be where they want to live. But I am going to play, and I've played him a bunch in this playoff, and he's burned me a lot. And I'm hoping that we can finally maybe go to the window with him, is Pavelski. And he's plus 350 tonight. That's the guy that I'm going after, Matthias. That's my anytime goal scorer for the Stars.
I'm going after Ben. I think Ben gets an assist, and I think Ben gets a goal.
And wow, Ben's going up there in the Jamie plus Ben, 300 huh?
range as well for any time goal scorer. I just think that when, at home, he holds the puck down the ice. He makes the right decisions. He sends it that goal. You know, we're talking about a smart veteran here that's a damn good hockey player. He's still playing at a high level. He's, in my opinion, their Mark Stone. You know, that's their Mark Stone for the Dallas Stars.
Ben right now is plus – I got plus 380 here where I am for Ben to score tonight. Time on ice special. Look at these. Man. They have time on ice specials. Which goes. I mean, what is all that? Joe just sent me like this laundry list of stuff. That it's like Joe. Now, like, is Joe
he also
serious
sent me the
here
news
with
about
all this?
Mike Tyson. He also sent
I was
me
gonna, I'm gonna
Mike
bring
Tyson
that
news.
Up. Yeah, I'm gonna bring that up. So here's what Joe's. He said that this is a wheel special. So for everybody who likes following Joe's plays, this is his wheel special tonight. Over 13.5 alternate in the Rays and the Orioles, so they better get to work. Is there not much scoring going on there? Over 8.5 in the Rangers and the Marlins, that one's off to a decent start. Over 7.5 in the White Sox and the Brewers. So that's his three-leg wheel special. And then he put in a whole bunch of nonsense here. He's keyed Kyrie to win five. What is he doing here? He's got, Matisse, you wouldn't believe this. He sent me three different tickets. All of them are anchored by Kyrie to win the NBA Finals MVP at 24-1. One of, this is too much. He got Kyrie to win the Finals MVP with Florida State and Clemson and LSU to make the college football, and Notre Dame to make the college football playoff. And the Texas Rangers to make the playoffs in the AL. Where does he come up with it? His next one, he's got Kyrie for MVP with Dallas to win the cup, LSU to make the college football playoff, and the Giants and the Blue Jays to make the playoffs. Going back to those Blue Jays. He's got more, Matias. Irving to win the make the win the MVP, Florida State and UCF, and Georgia to make the playoff. San Francisco to be. Yeah, the first one, I feel like, if Kyrie ever won the MVP, is the only one he's got a legitimate shot at. He got two. He's putting the Giants to make the playoffs in two of these. That, why would you put him in both? UCF.
Mike, even if he hit half of those, you know that he would press the cash out button right away.
Well, you're right about that. Joey Cash Out. Joe Cash Out's his middle name. Cash Out's his middle name. So you're right about that. Man, if you're right. If Kyrie wins the NBA Finals MVP, he's going to check the numbers on all three of those tickets. All three of them. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. On a Friday night on the grid here, Carver sans Lisi as Joe is out on assignment. As he sent us all his tickets, though, for tonight, that's for sure. So we have all that action. It would be nice if they did start scoring a little bit in that Baltimore-Tampa game, preferably homers, even more preferably by Ryan Mountcastle and... and Gunnar Henderson, or those would be nice if we could get those. The Phillies now lead the Cards 4-2. I saw Arenado homered before. Schwarber's up now as the Cardinals are just changing pitchers. The Pirates took a 1-0 lead on the Blue Jays. The Mets now have a 7-4 lead over the Diamondbacks in the bottom of the fourth at Citi Field. Cleveland's still up 2-0 on Washington. Texas gets a little closer now, 4-2, bottom of the fifth. Oakland gets close to Atlanta now, 3-1. And still scoreless in all the games that just started when we did. Chicago, Milwaukee, San Diego, Kansas City, and Minnesota, Houston. And we have the late-nighters in Los Angeles, Seattle, and San Francisco. So this is, Matias, what you were sending me. Joe said this. Obviously, this came down early this afternoon. It probably just Joe probably just saw it now. I mean, it's been known for hours that this happened, but Joe put this out. And that's that Jake Paul and Mike Tyson fight, which was scheduled for the end of July, is now not going to happen. Well, not going to happen now. Let's just put it this way. It's not going to happen right now. Unfortunately, Jake Paul and Mike Tyson will not face off on July 20th. Tyson's recent ulcer flare-up has limited his ability to train fully for the next few weeks. The fight will be rescheduled for a date later this year after Mike's able to resume training with no limitations and both fighters can have equal time to prepare for this once-in-a-lifetime matchup. Oh, it's once-in-a-lifetime, all right. You ain't kidding about that. Once-in-a-lifetime matchup. It sure is. Matias, they should not be having this fight to begin with. We've been through this already. And, of course, they have an ulcer problem. The guy's in his late 50s. He shouldn't be fighting. Let's just call it like it is.
The circus was exposed, Mike. You know what I mean? That's what happens when you try to sign these guys up to fight. You know, the guy nearly passed out on the plane. They had to get, you know, wheelchaired out. That right there told me that he's not fighting. You know, that also told me right there... Was he serious? You know what I mean? Did he think he could actually do this until it got time to really start picking up that training camp before the fight, you know, in July? And then he probably realized, what the hell am I doing? I could die in there. This isn't happening. I don't care if they said they're going to reschedule it. This isn't going to happen. Something else is going to happen to Mike Tyson along the way when he goes back to training camp. And he, you know, his age is going to hit him. That's why he's not supposed to be in there. And Jake Paul's a moron for thinking it was going to happen.
Well, he only sees dollar signs. He doesn't care about anyone's health. He sees a real fat payday. So, you know, they were going to put it at a time when it would have got a lot of eyeballs. You know, late July, there's not a lot going on July 20th. It's a time of the year where you could put an event like that and you're going to be able to get eyeballs to it. Now that it's going to happen later in the year, if it happens at all, it's going to get buried. Because if it's in like November, December, when it's football season and college football, NFL, hockey, basketball, all sorts of things going on, it gets a little sent a little further down the line. Yeah, people will still watch if it actually happens, but they would have got a lot more attention if it was kind of that big standalone event in July that it was going to be.
Yeah, but honestly, I'm glad I don't have to force myself to watch it. Obviously, I was going to watch it because it's Mike Tyson, but now it's just kind of like, oh, well, you know, there's no soft spot in me thinking, man, I can't believe this isn't happening. What a bummer. You know what I mean? It's like Makhachev is fighting Dustin Poirier tomorrow. If tomorrow I woke up and I saw that Dustin got sick because of a weight cut or blah, 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 I would be kind of bummed. It's just like, damn it. You know, it's not happening. And if Mike Tyson and Jake Paul were fighting tomorrow and Mike Tyson fell ill and the fight wasn't happening, I wouldn't have a sore bone in my body. I'd say, Oh, well, you know, it looks like we're going to Chili's, everybody. Get ready. Let's go out to dinner. Forget this. You know, I want to think twice. So that's just how far this goes on my radar. There's no excitement level for me. It's only what could possibly happen, some curiosity, if anything.
Yeah, there's no curiosity for me. That's for sure. No curiosity for me.
I'd love to see Jake Paul get knocked out. You know, that would be pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean,
the chances of that happening.
Yeah, exactly. You just said it. The chances of that happening are what?
A fighter's chance at the bar. You know what I mean? A lucky punch that lands because
it's all. Let's also call it like it is. It's all fixed anyway. Just like his fight with Floyd was. All these fights are fixed. They know what's going on before they even get out there. Am I going too far by saying that? I don't think so, Matias. I don't think I'm going too far. I think they know what's going on.
No, you're not. It's not going too far. Floyd said he was going to, you know, remember when Floyd beat Connor? What did Floyd say? He said, I was going to beat him in the 9th round. He told everybody when he was going to do it, and that's when he did it.
He did tell everybody. He said, this is what's going on. He did do that. You're right. Yeah, whatever. It's first and third for the Orioles here. Now, I went to that fight. That was a circus. You ain't kidding. It was a circus, all right. Massive circus. That fight was. That was a hell of a weekend out in Vegas. And O'Hearn had first and third here for the Orioles in the bottom of the fifth, and he couldn't get it done. What an awful job by him. Just an awful job. What are we doing here? Let's score some runs. Jeez.
Mike, did you hit that Olsen bet yesterday?
No, Olson did not homer. Olson did not homer. Judge did. Remember we had Judge with Kyrie to score the 8 points in the second quarter? We did have that. And Judge homered. That was the second. And Joe, I think, threw the over on top of that. But Joe also told me that he cashed out before the over hit in the Yankee game. And that was pretty on brand for Joe. That he cashed out before.
Joe's
but, he wouldn't
Joe's
have got it
hot.
Because he altered the Yankee game to 11.5 and the game ended 8-3. So that's just that was you know, if he wasn't a pig and just played it at 8.5, he would have cleaned up. But Joe has been hot because he had the big hit last night here on Carver and Lisi with the 30-30 in the Mavs. Big hit.
It was big. I saw him getting a lot of praise in the X world.
Everybody
posting the pictures, thanking him for their rent money. It was fantastic.
Yeah, nice job. I'm actually upset I didn't tail it. I didn't tail it because I tailed it with him in whatever game that was, 3 or 4, and we just missed it. And I didn't want to go back to it again. I played the mine almost hit too. I played the triple double, but Luka just didn't get enough assists. He didn't pass, so he just wasn't passing the ball at all.
What did you take of Michael Finley grabbing that beer from Luka Doncic?
I actually, why don't we do that when we come back? Because I see I'm almost out of time. So I actually have you can kind of see what he's doing there, Matias. He was kind of. I think you're just really just telling him there's cameras on you. I think that that's all that it was. I don't think he was taking it from him like he doesn't want him. Like he doesn't think he should be drinking beer or celebrating. I think it was just that he was out in the hallway, not in the locker room, and there was somebody filming him. I think that that's why Finley took the beer from him. And we've had some, I guess, you know, lip-reading doctors out on social media that have said as much to the fact. They finally have dropped the puck in Dallas. We're underway Game 5, Edmonton and the Stars. We're back. Carver and Lisi on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM. Channel 159 here on a Friday night with you, Carver Sands, Lisi, Joe out on assignment. So he'll be back on Monday. I got Hipper Bell with me, of course. We're underway in Dallas, scoreless about 4 minutes in. So what did you think about my take on him, Adeus? I just really think that he was taking it out of his hands because he was out there and he knew there was cameras on him. And Luka kind of made that face after he walked away, like, oh, well, I don't think it was a thing like he didn't want him drinking the beer. I just think he didn't want him drinking the beer in front of the cameras.
Absolutely. I think he was irritated. Like, he didn't figure that out himself. I was trying to read his body language. Just, like, the look that he gave him was like, you know, let's be smart here. Let's not give any ammunition to media members to berate you. It's like, why should he be drinking a beer after a game and blah blah blah? It's just,
It's the first time he's had a celebration like this. To be fair, you know, he's never really had anything in his NBA. Listen, he's been an unbelievable player the last few years, but they haven't made an NBA final, haven't won a Western Conference, haven't won a championship. They don't go having huge celebrations cracking beers because he scores 50. You know, that's you want to go out and have a couple beers after, that's one thing. But a team-wide celebration like that. And you know what the funniest part about it is? Because you bring that up, Matias, and I've seen other people bring it up. Like, people seeing him drinking the beer. Like, you know, so he can't do that, but when baseball, basically every single round, they cover the entire place in Budweiser. And they're down in each other with it, and I always get fired up about that. That they should not have all that nonsense until the World Series. I can't believe that every single rung of the MLB playoffs, a wild card win, a division series win, they're all going bonkers in the clubhouse afterwards with 75 cases of Budweiser. Like, so that's okay, but Luka having a beer with his dad in the hallway. Somebody's going to get upset about that? Come on.
Look, I'm with you. I think that he's of age. It's legal. It's fine. It's a normal thing to do. It's not like he's, you know, drinking shots of Jose Cuervo in the on the side with his dad in front of everybody getting hammered. You know, it's not that look. I just think that himself, who he stands for, what he stands for, how many eyes are always on him specifically. You know, we're not talking about a guy at the end of the bench. We're talking about Luka Doncic here. I don't find anything wrong with it, but I could see the point where it's just kind of like, let's just leave that away from the cameras. Like, let's just not give
right,
any
which is, I think, precisely
whatsoever.
What Finley was doing. I don't
let's
fault
just
the
be
guy.
Smart.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't fault him, but I also don't see what people would get so upset about with it.
It's perception. And people like to complain about anything these days. You know what I mean?
That's very true.
They see things like that, and it's just kind of like, oh, great. I'm going to go put this on Twitter, and I'm going to go write how bad of an influence Luka Doncic is, and I'm going to tag everybody that I see that I know that could possibly retweet this and create a little firestorm out of this, and now I'm going to get some credibility. You know, we live in a world where everybody wants to be noticed and everybody wants to be credible, right? And what a great piece of work to throw out there where you know it's going to stir the pot a little bit with people, you know? He should be drinking Gatorade. He shouldn't be drinking beer. You know, what happened to the water? You know what
Get
I mean?
Lost.
It's just it opens up things that you just don't want to deal with.
Get serious.
it's the world honestly. We live in, Mike. You know, that's what sucks.
I know.
It's the world we know. Live in.
It's just nonsense. It really is. Legit nonsense. But like I said, the baseball stuff fires me up because they're downing each other in beer and champagne when they win the wild card game. They're doing that. 6 minutes in, scoreless, Edmonton and Dallas. Not much happening so far. Pretty good pace though to begin.
That's good though. That means yes. The under is in play, Mike, right there. Because remember in the last game it was 2-0 really quickly for Dallas, and then it became 2-2 out of nowhere.
Became 2-2 out of nowhere, indeed. Mountcastle's up right now for the Orioles. Man, it would be great if he could hit a homer. That would be... You talk about starting the Friday night off in a big way. A Mountcastle home run right now, and he didn't hit a home run, it doesn't look like. Looks like an
Mike,
out.
You yeah, made me look at the baseball for a little bit, and you know what? How about taking the Dodgers at -350? I don't like the -2.5 runs.
No,
I just think it's too much. And then the Mariners, -350, and the Mariners at -160. That gives us +108 value right there with some cash back.
Maybe.
Against the Angels.
I've already got a couple of homers in the Dodger game that I've fired in on with bets. I found a good number on bets. I saw a 5-1 on bets somewhere. I got him. I have a 3-1 on Ohtani, so I got a few homers in the Dodger game. I'm more like for the baseball now, Matias. I'm kind of, as you know, I mean, you listen to this every night. It's like really just taters for me now with the baseball.
Always dabbling with that Shohei Ohtani home run.
Well, I'll usually, because his numbers are usually so low, I usually, of course, I'm a glutton like Joe. I'll put it with something else. But I just found, like, over the years, like, betting baseball every day, like, It's tough, man. Baseball is not easy. And listen, it's tough betting home runs. There's a reason why they're 4-1, 5-1, 6-1. But I just have more fun with it, with betting the taters. Like, I found just betting baseball become a real grind. Real grind. I just don't want any part of it. I want to root for dingers. That's what I want to root for. Give me dingers, man. That's it. What's my motto between the end of the... Like, when the Stanley Cup playoffs and the NBA Finals end, between that and the start of football on the first, you know, the last week of August for college, what do I do, Matias? Dingers and golf. That's it. Dingers and golf. That's the next 2 months for me. But this year you got the Euros. So we'll throw the Euros in as well. That's for sure. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Good to have you with us on a Friday night. Now, I know I was out a couple Fridays ago, maybe a month ago. I forget when it was, Matias, that I missed on a Friday night. And like you and Joe got into like a theme night, like you had like Disco Friday or something going on, didn't you? Didn't I hear about this?
Joe was loving the disco.
I mean, next time this happens, we'll have to get a theme night. Like, I want like a '90s alt rock night or something like that. Like, I want that's how I want to. Next time,
people are requesting Bee Gees, some Bee Gees music from
us. Yeah, I don't want to do that. I wanted my own. If he's not here, then we'll have to do it a different way.
Yeah, I had to keep it under control.
I don't want the BJ. I don't want the Bee Gees. I don't want any of that. So we have to have a theme night now. Next time Joe's out. For me, '90s alt or alt rock night or something, or '80s music night. We could do
all
'80s music
day.
Night.
All
so
night.
We one of those two we'll have to do. Here, they're about to reach the 10-minute mark in Dallas. They are scoreless. Edmonton just had a couple really good chances, and Ottinger made a save, and then they kind of put it through the crease coming back the other way, and no one was home. So, off to a pretty good start. Edmonton, probably a little bit of the better play right now out there. The Blue Jays have tied up the Pirates 1-1 in Toronto. They are in the bottom of the seventh, and the Blue Jays still have a man on second with two out. It is a final in Philadelphia, 4-2. Phillies beat the Cardinals. So, a win for them. Phillies back on track. Bottom sixth, two on and one out for the Orioles. Can they finally crack through here? Against the Rays, who got a really good pitching performance from Savali tonight, who had given up a lot of homers this year, and we went after him in a big way, and we were not able to cash in. We'll see if maybe we can cash in against the bullpen with a few of our guys and try to get that get a couple homers there. Washington's got one back against Cleveland. That is now 2-1 in the bottom of the seventh. Red Sox now extended to 7-1 over the Tigers. Mets have an 8-4 lead over the Diamondbacks as they go to the sixth. Braves now with a 4-1 lead, and the White Sox just took a 3-1 lead on the Brewers in Milwaukee. The Twins up 2-0 on Houston. So we're getting some runs, starting to pick up a little bit in terms of run scoring in the baseball tonight. It was a very slow start with not a lot happening really anywhere. In the second hour, we will go through a few things. I forgot to, and we still have time to do this. I want to go through some of the numbers for these guys that are in the mix at the Canadian Open. We have, I believe it's six guys within three shots of the top. Fox, Bobby Mack, Mack Hughes, Mr. Joel Damon, Andrew Novak, and Skins. And we have a few other guys near the top of the board who are within striking distance. Although they still have Rory near the top of the board. He's not within striking distance. He's seven shots back heading into the weekend. Some disappointing guys missing the cut, too, including defending champion Nick Taylor, who we were hoping would have himself a big week, but he's just not playing very good golf right now. We are going to get Matias's UFC picks for 302, which is at The Rock at the Prudential Center. And I've already been stunned. I saw it because he tweets out his picks with the Hit the Bell podcast. I was very surprised to see one of them that I will bring up with him in the second hour. Although, I guess if you put that little dartboard, Matias, does that mean that's a dart throw? Is that what that
that's
means?
That's a dart throw. Okay. I think the value for the diamond is way too up there for that one.
Yeah, because you got. I mean, I watched him do that interview the other day, and he was like, "No, but this fight is not going 25 minutes. Somebody's going down." He's like, "There's no way this is going to be a decision. Somebody's getting knocked out in this fight." Now, obviously, it's easy to say that. You don't know what's actually going to happen when you get in there, but you got Poirier for a decision. It's 16-1. Whew.
It's think about that. 16-1.
That's
it's hard to knock
price.
Out Makhachev.
That's a big price. That's a very big price. So we'll get all the UFC picks. And I'm sure Matias, I know I have a pick for the Champions League final tomorrow. I'm sure Matias does, too. With Dortmund and Real Madrid facing off. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Hour number two next on the grid.